Season 4 of the Craft Your Own Coffee podcast is supported by Sweet Maria's Home Coffee Roasting. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know of my love and respect for Sweet Maria's. They are curators of some of the highest quality green coffee from around the world. Their selection is incredible. Their attention to detail is impeccable. And they're built to serve the home coffee enthusiasts like you and me. So this season, for all you coffee people listening, Sweet Maria's is giving us 15% off one order of green coffee between now and July 1st, 2022 by using the discount code CYOCOFFEE, all caps, one word, at checkout, CYOCOFFEE. Super generous. Big shout out to Byron and Tom and the team at Sweet Maria's for being awesome and supportive of our community of home coffee lovers. Visit sweetmarias.com to check them out. What's up, coffee people? Joel here. Hey, I'm so excited to be kicking off season 4 of the Craft Your Own Coffee podcast. This is episode number 1, and this season I'm titling When a Hobby Becomes More Than a Hobby. So, if you listen to the trailer from a week ago, this season's going to be full of a series of conversations that I know you'll find interesting. And I hope will also be inspiring to each of you, wherever you're at in your coffee journey. So in this season, because of the topic of going sort of from hobby to something more substantial with coffee, I am not going to teach really anything. I'm here to learn, just like I hope you are. I'm going to ask a lot of questions. I'm going to learn from others who have made that transition from hobby to something more substantial. And I'm going to ask questions about what questions a hobbyist should be asking about going beyond a hobby. Is that confusing enough for you? But to be real for a minute, I'm genuinely asking these questions myself, personally. And in this season, I'm just going to invite you to do the same with me. So my hope is that this topic for season 4 is not like self-indulgent, where it's all about the host and about my own journey. I hope that actually you'll just come along that journey with me exploring this question. And my goal is really to represent any of the listeners who have ever wondered, like I wonder, what it might take to make that leap from something I really enjoy doing as a hobby into something more. And a quick brief note to anyone who's just here for the hobby, like I'm just here for the coffee people. I see you and I respect you, and I would just ask you, don't tune out this season, but lean in and listen. I'm sure there's going to be some advice and tips from the coffee pros I'll be interviewing that will be like really beneficial in your coffee craft at home. In fact, I've had a couple interviews already completed, and I can tell you there's just a lot of really good nuggets and interesting tidbits in there for all coffee people. So if you're not looking to go beyond hobby, please stay with us, man. This is going to be for you as well. All right, so let me talk a little bit about hobbies. Do a little deep dive here. So according to the dictionary, a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. So that is the definition. But let's be real. At different stages of life, hobbies can be pretty tricky. As a kid, you know, everything's a hobby. Like, everything's leisure time. Most of the stuff you do is for pleasure. That's just like the nature of being a kid. When you're a young professional, which I have been, it can kind of be a little bit more about establishing your career, just like kind of starting off as an adult, to where hobbies might just sort of take a back seat. When you're middle age ish like me, it can be tough to start or even like keep a hobby going if you're growing a family, if you've got growing responsibilities, other things like that. And when you're older, if you don't already have a hobby, I would imagine, don't know this from experience, but I would imagine it'd be kind of tempting to settle into what you already know, what you've been doing, versus pushing yourself to learn something new and take on a new hobby. So let me just say first to you that are listening to this podcast, congratulations on having a hobby. And how do I know you have a hobby? Because you're listening to a very niche podcast on a very specific subject in your spare time, which I'm pretty sure fits the definition of a hobby. So way to go. You have a hobby. And that hobby is coffee. And I respect it. All right, so another couple of things about hobbies as I was doing the Google deep dive. I saw a survey in The Atlantic from earlier this year, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes, that said that during the pandemic, 59% of people in the United States picked up a new hobby. Like, remember when you couldn't find any active yeast in the store to bake bread and lumber prices went way up through the roof? So, yeah, 59% of Americans picked up some new hobby, which is pretty cool. I mean, there's normal stuff. Hobbies include normal stuff like learning a new instrument, baking, cooking, making stuff. But then I went a little deeper just because I was, you know, get a little nerdy sometimes. And I did, I was like, I wonder what some of the weirdest hobbies are. And so the internet is just like a treasure trove of stuff like this. So there's soap carving, lots of YouTube videos about people carving bars of soap. Pretty crazy, pretty interesting. There's something I found called extreme ironing, like I-R-O-N, like ironing your clothes. I don't even know if this happens anymore, but it started in England, expanded to Fiji, New Zealand, Australia, USA, South Africa, and Germany. And so it's like, it looks like it's this, like, how do you iron different types of fabric in extreme weather conditions and in extreme environments? Super weird. I guess there was a world championships established in Munich, Germany. So it says that they are judged on a variety of fabrics across different environment types. So not sure if this is still happening. Seems like maybe not from the research I did, but that's apparently a hobby out there, extreme ironing. There's also something called competitive mooing, like a cow, also known as the up-down, also known as the Manhattan once-over. I got nothing on that other than what I read off the internet. Apparently, there's something called Moolapalooza in Wisconsin for a little while, where contestants are judged based on their mooing, humor, style, originality, and realism. So lots of hobbies out there. So that was a weird deep dive, I know. Back to the topic of hand, the hobby of coffee at home, which I know you all share with me. So as I thought about this season and the topic that we'll be exploring with our guests, I started to kind of get a little introspective. And I think, tell me if you agree or disagree, but I think there comes a point in a hobbyist's journey when you've been involved in something for a while where you really need to dig deep and ask yourself the question, what do I really want to get out of this hobby? Is this for like having fun and bringing joy to my life, which is great? Or is there something even more to it than that? Like, why is this something that continues to stick in my life? What keeps me coming back for more? So I'm going to let you in to my personal journey here. If you know my story, I've shared it a few times on this podcast. You know, I've been going down the specialty coffee rabbit hole now for close to a decade, since my first real eye-opening coffee experience at Hidden House Coffee in San Juan Capistrano in Southern California. You know, since then, I've tinkered at home. I've sought out specific coffee shops to visit across the USA. I've invested in a bunch of equipment. I've roasted coffee at home. I started a coffee podcast, for crying out loud. I'm in pretty deep into this hobby. And I'm at the point in my journey where I really want to consider, like, why this hobby has been so captivating for me. And I want to dream a little bit about what the implications of that fact might be for me. So if you're like me, you know, I've had interests or passions which haven't really stuck or converted into true hobbies. Like the time when I bought a cello and I wanted to like be the next Yo-Yo Ma, didn't go very far. Or, you know, some stuff that you might be passionate about during certain seasons, but it ebbs and flows. Like for me, it's gardening. I get really excited about gardening during planting and growing season. Like right now, it's a great time because the plants are young and growing and maturing. But then like during the off season, I don't really spend a lot of time leaning in or digging in or doing research and learning. I just kind of get excited again as the next season rolls around. But for some reason, this whole coffee hobby, crafting my own coffee hobby, has stuck for me. It takes up my leisure time. It brings me joy, just like the dictionary definition. And I'm guessing for many of you, that's your story as well. So here's what I do know. I know a lot of people have made the leap from something that was a hobby into something else, into something more substantial. That road has already been paved. It's not like you're pioneering that road. I mean, think of like Mark Zuckerberg. He had this love of coding and software development and stuff in college, and that turned into Facebook and now Meta. I read about Yankee Candle Company. I didn't realize this story, but Yankee Candle Company started out with a 16-year-old kid who melted some crayons to make a Christmas-scented candle for his mom, and then turned that into a business that he sold for $500 million a couple decades later. There's a lady named Alice Handel in Youngstown, Ohio. She made ice cream for her neighborhood and used fruit grown outside in her backyard garden. And she ended up turning that sort of good-hearted hobby, neighborhood-based hobby, into Handel's Homemade Ice Cream, which now has over 70 locations across the United States. So it's clear. I mean, you know there's a lot of hobbyists who have decided to make it into a career or a calling or kind of the work of their hands. And some of you listening have made that leap as well. Heck, Katie and I have started to stick our toe in that water, which you'll get to hear from her about our sort of journey to beyond hobby next week, or in the next couple weeks. So over the next few months, like I said, we'll be hearing from listeners and invited guests who went from hobby to side hustle, or from people who went from hobby to like all in as a profession. I'm really pumped about it. I hope that you are as well. So as I round off this kickoff episode, this hopefully will be the last episode this season where it's just me on the microphone. If things go well, this is the last time you'll just have to listen to me talking for 15 minutes. But as I round out this episode, I wanted to share a really great article that I found in doing some research for the season. I wanted to leave you and leave me too with some solid questions from this article to chew on as we head into the season. The title of the article stuck out to me as I was preparing, and the title is called How to Decide If You Should Turn Your Hobby Into Your Life's Work. And it's written by an executive coach named Natalia Ottenreith. I may have said her name wrong. I apologize if Natalia is listening, which she's probably not, but I'll try to get better. So Natalia offers some really great questions for us to consider in this article, and I'll link to this in the show notes too. If you've ever considered going from hobby to more than a hobby, I would challenge you and me to reflect on some of these questions. And as I interview some folks, I'm going to try to work themes from these questions into my interviews to see what our guests say as well. So let me run through kind of her key questions to consider. So number one, does your hobby or passion reflect one of your deep-seated values? Name your top values. Is your hobby aligned with at least one of them? So a little bit of homework assignment there around your making sure that there's alignment between this hobby and passion and what you truly value. So, all right, question number two to consider. Think through the dynamics of getting paid to do what you are passionate about. Will it compromise what you love most about it? So that's a really hard question. And if you haven't done it, I think it's hard to like envision how you might feel about getting paid to do what you just naturally do in your leisure time for fun right now. But it's worth considering for sure. Like if someone were paying me to do this and I was beholden to customers for the output of this, would I still be as passionate about it? Again, some of that's hypothetical. I don't know how you actually know that, but something that's good to think about. All right, third question. Take a reality check. In your extended network, connect with three individuals who are currently pursuing your area of interest full time. So I think that's a really, really good, insightful thing to do. And actually, I hope that this season, if you're on this kind of question like I am, that I can help you with this one. So by just some of the guests that we'll have on the show that will help us understand what it is really like. And so you can consider this podcast your extended network to connect with some individuals who are pursuing this area full time. All right. And then finally, what would you be giving up in pursuing your hobby full time? Make a list of what you would need to do less of, more of, stop altogether, and or give up. And I think that's a really great question as well. And I'll try to ask some of our guests this question as we talk with them over the season. Because really the ultimate question is, are you willing to make the sacrifices that it would take to do this as your livelihood? So we will be considering this season. What leap am I willing to make? And what leap is even required to make this vision or this dream successful? And am I prepared to sort of put to the side some other things that I couldn't do in order to pursue this other thing. So, all right. So I'm gonna stop right there. For today, we're going to wrap a bow on this first episode because I really just want us to get to these interviews. They're going to be so great and insightful. So one more plug for you guys. So I've heard from a couple of you, and I think we're going to have at least one listener on the show, which I'm super excited about. But what have you learned in this arena? I know there are some listening here that have made this leap or are in that process of going from hobby into something more than a hobby. What leaps have you considered? What have you taken? I'd love to hear from you and spotlight your story on this podcast this season. So please reach out through Instagram at craftyourowncoffee. Send me an email at craftyourowncoffee@gmail.com. I think you can still send in a voice message through Anchor if you use the Anchor app for your podcasts. So whatever way you can connect, would love to hear from you. And remember, whether you're thinking of moving from hobby into something more, or if you're just here for the coffee, don't forget to take advantage of the sweet offer from Sweet Maria's right now that is in the promo at the very beginning of this episode to keep honing in your craft at home. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you next week.